Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good full time, yes? God is good all the time. He is worthy to be praised. Thank you so much for waiting for us right now. We were busy doing God's work. And of course, the Word of God will come forth once again on this Tuesday morning. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to get started right away. We're kind of running late a little bit, so I don't want to hold up the Word of God. So, as we always do, let's start with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we worship you, we love you, we praise you, and we thank you, Lord, so very much for being here with us, Lord, every single time we gather together. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we have to grow closer to you, Lord, in a peaceful environment where so many brothers and sisters, Lord, around the world are being persecuted. They're not allowed, Lord, to congregate, to worship you, to sing praises freely. But we are, Lord, and we thank you, and we love you.
Thank you, Lord.
I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would minister this morning.
Yes.
May your spirit, Lord, speaks to everyone, Lord, on a personal level. May you open up, Lord, their understanding to receive what you are saying, Lord, this morning. And it is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please turn with me to Romans 12. Romans chapter 12. We're going to start with the very first verse. We're good?
Amen?
All right. Let me have that, please. You know this verse. We're going to read the first two verses here of Romans 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Are you able to back up my microphone? Okay. Thank you so very much. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
How many of us are familiar with this scripture? Yes? I would like to break down. I might just focus on verse 1 this week, and it could very well be that next week I might focus on verse 2. But right now, there is a fundamental consecration right now that the Lord is urging us to do. And just in the first line of Romans chapter 12, verse 1, on the very first verse, there is so much information that every single one of us, if you took a look and studied the word, word by word, you'd be wowed by all of this. This all starts by the Apostle Paul, his appeal right now is very revealing. And it starts out this chapter by these words, I beseech you. Do you know what this means? He is urging us to do something. If you read other translations, it'll say, I urge you. Now, let's put it in practical terms right now. Someone that you trust. If someone is urging you to do something, wouldn't it be for your own good?
Yes.
I urge my daughter to eat her vegetables because it's good for her, right?
People in the past, especially in the days of my youth, they have urged me to follow the speed limit. To wake up early so I don't have to speed. To make my bed. You know, that creates good character traits, right? To be responsible, to be honest. All these things are good for me, for you, for us, right? Right now, Paul is starting his conversation right now with these words, I urge you, my brother and my sister. Found here in verse 1. I beseech you, therefore. Why is that therefore word right there? To get your attention. Very well. Didn't think about that, but that's so true. It shows a transition of something that is potential, as Brother Chet just finished saying right now. What do you mean a transition? The word here, therefore, has been used in various other places as being true, as being solid, as being potential. Amen? I want to show you some examples of this right now. Let me have Romans 3:20. And you could go ahead and put it up. Romans chapter 3. Listen to this. Therefore, there's that word. By the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in the Lord's sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Do you agree with this statement? Praise God that we are living under grace. Right? It is through His blood. It is through the sacrifice of the Son of God that we have grace, that we have healing, that we have power, that we have strength, and everything else in between. Every spiritual blessing under the heavenly places. Right? We are not under the law. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified. Therefore. Let me show you another one. Let's go to chapter 5 of Romans. Very first verse. It says this. Romans 5:1. Therefore. Right? Yes. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You see that therefore? It is a transition. It is a proposition that is sure. Right? Therefore, this is what it is. This is a sure thing. There is no two ways about it. Here's another one for you. Let's go to chapter 8 of Romans. I'm just going to give you a hope. I'm just going to unload some verses right now. I'm going to prove a very quick point right now of Romans 12. I beseech you therefore, brethren. Right? That word therefore is very important. Right now we're in Romans 8, verse 1. Right? Do you have that? Let's go ahead and have that. There it is. There is therefore. Right? It doesn't say there is now no condemnation. Right? It doesn't say there is now no condemnation. It says there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. What a lovely, lovely, lovely verse. There is a song. Do you know about that song? There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Dun, 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 dun. It's an old song. I'll teach you that song one of these days, right? That's a good song. There is therefore now. There is no condemnation. Imagine that. Can you believe that? Why? Why are Christians walking in sadness and depression and hurt and unforgiveness? Why is it that they have such a hard time forgiving themselves? When the Word of God here clearly says, therefore, there is none of that. There is no condemnation to those who are in the Lord Jesus Christ, who are in Christ Jesus. Right? Therefore. Now, back to the Word of God right now. Paul is saying, brothers and sisters, I urge you, therefore, I urge you at this very moment, by the mercies of God. This is so important right now. There is nothing above that. Through the mercies of the Lord that you have accepted, the sacrifice that you have accepted, His mercies, His love, it is through this right now that I am urging you, not through my revelations from above, not from all the knowledge that have been bestowed upon me, not that I can speak all these heavenly languages and all these things, but through these mercies that you experience every single day. By Him keeping you, by Him saving you from catastrophe, by Him maintaining you, through those mercies right now, I am urging you, through the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the root right now, the very root of Paul's urging is God's mercy. Amen?
Amen?
This is the word right now. Oof, man, these words are getting tougher. It is oikturmon. Oikturmon. Which renders this meaning. Compassion. I urge you right now, brothers and sisters, through the compassion of the Lord for you, of the Lord Jesus Christ, through His mercies, it is from His mercy, through the God and Father of mercy, who comforts us, who keeps us, this is what I am beseeching you right now. Can I please have 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3? You go ahead and put it up. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of what?
Mercy.
The Father of mercy. And He is the God of all what? The God of comfort. The Father of mercy and the God of comfort. You see, it is from the Lord that all mercies and all comfort comes from. And at this very moment right now, these first few verses, 5 or 6 verses, actually a little bit more than that, is what Paul right now is urging every single one of us, the church of God. I beseech you therefore, I urge you therefore, brethren, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, and now we're getting to the meat and potatoes, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Amen?
Amen.
You see, God's compassion has been described in detail, in full detail, through the first 11 chapters of Romans. You read about God's compassion from Romans chapter 1, all the way over to Romans chapter 11. Today we're starting in chapter 12. But it's all compassion from the Lord that we read in the first 11 chapters. And the content of Paul's urging right now is simple, and it is this: that you would offer your physical bodies as living sacrifice.
Amen.
Is this making sense?
Amen.
Are you able to comprehend this message this morning?
Yes.
Amen.
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 You see, in contrary to, in comparison, I should say, to the Old Testament, how a sacrifice is made? Through the shedding of blood is basically the answer that I'm looking for, correct? Were there any living sacrifices in the Old Testament? No. Something had to die. Something had to lose its life in order for there to be appeasement. In order for there to be, let's just call it a covering, so to speak. We weren't truly forgiven, but our sins were covered. And they were only covered when something died. And in particular, when it cost us something. And if you were poor, if you were broke, well, the little that you have, it will still cost you. It wouldn't cost you as much if someone who was rich or well off or was capable of, but it will still cost you. Whereas the sacrifice right now, in the New Testament, it is absolutely free. You just have to accept it. Amen?
Amen?
You accept the sacrifice of God. It is free. It is not out of your own power or anything else. You just have to accept all of this. But right now, Paul is urging you through the mercies of God that you will dedicate your body, your physical body, as a living sacrifice unto the Lord. Which means what? You are the temple of God, a living temple of God. The Holy Spirit, His Holy Spirit now dwells in you, and now you are that living sacrifice and not a dead sacrifice. Is this making sense? And it is through this plain, oh, what word do I use? Method. It is through this direct way of doing things that we are able to walk in divine healing.
Amen.
Does it make sense? Kind of, sort of. Say that again. Yes, you understand? Did you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
You know this because you've heard me preach about it several times. You might have heard several preachers preach about it all the time. You are familiar with that. But do you fully understand this concept of you being a walking temple? You know from Bible studies and such that you don't belong to yourself. When you gave your life to Jesus, you gave it to Him. So it doesn't belong to you because you gave it to Him. It belongs to God. Right? If you give me something, you're not getting it back. Sorry, but not sorry.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
It belongs to me.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry, sister. You gave that to me, so it's mine. It's not going back. All right? Because you gave it to me. You're not going to hear about it again or see it. Unless if my child is wearing it or something like that. You know. Anyhow. So, you gave your life to Jesus. It belongs to God. Meaning, this body that you're carrying right now belongs to the Lord. It is God's property. Do you believe that God, in His property, He wants it full of sickness and diseases? Absolutely not. And you shouldn't be okay with that either, as you being the steward, as you being the owner of that body, the caretaker of that body. Is that making sense? And therefore, Paul is saying right now, brothers and sisters, I urge you. I plead with you. I'm even going to say, I beseech you. Therefore, through the love of God, man, through the love of God, woman, through the mercies of the Lord, present your bodies as a holy sacrifice unto the Lord.
Amen.
Which is your reasonable service. Which is God's will for your life.
I want to show you right now, 1 Corinthians, this is at the bottom of the list, 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. Can you put that up for me real quick, please?
1 Corinthians 6, starting verse 19 says, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?"
Verse 20, "For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit,"
which, guess what, also belongs to God.
Amen.
Which is God's.
You know, I have to be careful here of who I use as an analogy, because we live in a free country and I don't want to offend anyone. So who do I use? You know, if you have an individual who is extremely well off, right? Meaning that person could be a million, a billionaire. We have several, maybe many billionaires in this country. We do. We don't know every single one of them, but maybe a lot of them don't want to be known. Let's say you are a billionaire and you have over a dozen properties to your name, scattered throughout the U.S., maybe even across the world. You with me? And let's say every single one of your properties span at least 10 acres. Let's just say 10 acres is the smallest plot that you have to your possession. And in this acreage, there is grass. There is flowers. There might be a pond. What do you call those bird bath things, you know? It's just bird bath, right? You have a bird bath setup, right? That's saying it right, saying it correctly. Do you think that individual, whether it is a he or a she, would tolerate weeds growing in their front lawn? Do you think? No? How about weeds to grow in their garden? No? I highly doubt it. What if they have a pond? It's a man-made pond, and then all of a sudden these allergens start growing in the pond. And all of a sudden there's a mosquito infestation. Bugs, flies. How long do you think that's going to last? Not long. Thank you, Brother Peter. Not long at all. Why? Well, why should he or she? Especially if it's a she. I'm married to a woman that has a greener thumb than mine. And I don't consider myself having a green thumb, all like that. But imagine, if I had the means to hire a company to treat my lawn and have it be like a golf course lawn all the time, it would be. Let's say if I had that much money, you know, to my disposition, I would probably open up my own car wash to make sure that my cars were always clean all the time. Because my car, I like to have my cars clean, even though a lot of times I fail at that because of, you know, just life. But as often as I can, I like to keep my cars clean. Amen?
Amen.
You with me, yes?
Yes.
Now, why did I give this long explanation, and why, how do you tie all of this to 1 Corinthians 6, what we just finished reading right now? 1 Corinthians 6 says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you are from God, and you are not your own?" You see, when the Word of God says that God takes care of us, He takes care of us. When the Word of God says that through His sacrifice we have received redemption, we have received healing, we have received power, that is the truth. Amen?
Amen.
Now, there is such a thing called free will. There is such a thing as soul. And your soul has to line up with the Spirit of God, with the Spirit of God that has been placed inside of you in order for all of this to come into fruition. This is how that works. Amen?
Amen.
You being God's property, all of you who have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, do you think that He will tolerate tares to grow in your life, weeds to grow in your life, things that don't belong, symptoms that don't belong in your life? Do you think He's okay with that? You should not be either. You should not. And therefore, Paul right now is urging, through the mercies of God, that you dedicate, that you consecrate your physical body, because you have the choice to do so. Amen?
Amen.
He is saying right now, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is just a reasonable service of yours. It's just reasonable. God wants to take us so much further along than just something reasonable. But do you know where we can all start? With self. Present yourself to the Lord. Dedicate yourself to the Lord. You don't have to one more day walk the same way that you used to go through the same struggles, to go through the same situations, to go through the same necessities and everything else. God wants to be with you every step of the way. Amen?
Amen.
This is God's promise to every single one of us. This is God's perfect will for the men and women of God. This is His purpose for our life. But therefore, we must dedicate this body. We must dedicate this temple to Him in order for all of this to come to fruition. This is our reasonable service. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I think I'm going to stop right here. I'll ask the Lord if it's His will for me to continue on next week on the topic. But I found this to be fascinating, and the Lord gave me the okay for me to share this morning. Your bodies belong to the Lord. You belong to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
You belong to God. You belong to the Lord Jesus. Your physical body belongs to the Lord Jesus. And right now, God is saying, I highly recommend that you do this in order for you to walk in divine health, to walk in divine blessing. This is how that works. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's close with a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, I pray that Your people, Lord, understood Your word this morning.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray, Lord, that they would accept this word, Lord, in their hearts. Lord, right now, I pray, Holy Spirit, that You will do the work, Lord, starting from this very moment on, and that You will take over, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, that You will capture every mind, and may they surrender 100% to You, because they belong to You, Lord. Their minds does not belong to the enemy, neither do their bodies belong to the enemy. but they belong to you. Lord, we are your temple. We have the Holy Spirit inside of us. And we want all the promises that you have for us, Lord, that you have set aside for us here on earth and for eternity. So in the name of Jesus, Lord, at this very moment, I pray that you would have your way, Lord, in every saint's life. And every person, Lord, who wants to live this life, may they fully, Lord, dedicate themselves to you. Their minds, their bodies, their will and emotions to the power that is in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we can walk in divine health. We thank you, Lord, that we can walk in divine blessings. We thank you, Lord, so very much for these promises that you have left for us. May we accept, Lord, what the Spirit of God is saying this morning. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Praise God. There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Let us collect our offering this morning to the house of God. And I'll try to put this song over here. I'm not sure. So we can hear it. So.
God's word tonight.
I didn't know that.
I want you to let God's word wash you. Be refreshed. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus.
That's Don Moore.
Good aim. Let's sing it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for providing and supply all our needs according to your glorious and in heavenly places. Thank you so much, for we are returned to you what is yours. Lord, I thank you for everyone who gave with their heart. Bless them abundantly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.